What did John get right yesterday? What did John get wrong in the NFL?
So let's see. So I got right the Tennessee Titans deal, right? So I had been waiting for my opportunity to start playing against the Tennessee Titans, and I took my first crack last week with the Steelers, and I ultimately got there with the missed kick at the end and the big first half of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I went back to the well one more time with the Bengals here, catching 7. And Steve, you and I talked about this on Friday, right? And it was just this Titans team defensively a little undervalued, overvalued, especially when you looked at their efficiency rankings. They were 22nd going into the Pittsburgh game. They had risen to 17, but it was more about all of the teams ahead of them falling back. But you look at this game against the Bengals, the Bengals only averaged 5.4 yards per play, but they had over 38 minutes in terms of time of possession. They were amazing on third downs. The Titans just couldn't get off the field. And the more troubling part about the Titans is the fact that they have zero pass rush. They were bottom of the league in terms of sacks, pressures, hurries, things like that. And against a terrible offensive line minus 3 starters, they had nothing. They didn't even sack Joe Burrow one time. So I think from that perspective, I was right. That game covered. And the Titans being overvalued defensively, I was right about that. Where I was wrong, at least in terms of results, like I felt like I got a right side, wrong result type deal, I was with the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens held the Steelers to 4.4 yards per play. They outgained them with 470 total yards on offense. However, Lamar Jackson committed 4 turnovers, 2 fumbles, 2 interceptions, and that was ultimately the big difference for them there. But I felt that the Steelers, going into that game, were 17th in offensive efficiency. That showed up big time. I thought the Ravens were going to be able to run the ball effectively against the Steelers. That showed up in that one as well. But ultimately, the result wasn't there for me. So those were going to be like the top two where I was right, where I was wrong. And even then, I'm stubborn, and I will say I still think I was right in the Baltimore thing. It just didn't go my way in terms of a result.
So, first of all, before we get into some of the other games coming up, did you have a strong opinion on tonight's game?
No, not really, Adam. If it got to 14, I kind of like the Giants. They're a little sneaky underrated with their front 7. They're 11th against the run if you look at DVOA numbers. But, there was nothing that I really liked. Danny Dimes is such a turnover machine that's going to screw you more times than not, and it's something I stayed away from tonight.
I'll just say Wayne Gallman receiving props over.
Okay.
If you can find them, bet them. That's my advice for this game. That's all I'm looking at. You are not scared about Garoppolo and Kittle being out?
No, dude. So this is – I'm in on this. It looks like it's going to move to 3 here for Thursday night between the Packers and the 49ers. Here's the thing, though. To me, this is – and this could blow up in my face completely, obviously. But this, to me, is all about matchups. The Packers went into this weekend. They were 22nd in defensive adjusted line yards per carry allowed, 18th in defending power situations. They were 29th in percentage of opponent run stuffed. What happens to the Vikings? They proceed to give up 173 yards on 34 rushes. Dalvin Cook gets 5.4 per pop, 3 touchdowns. They cannot defend the run very well, the Green Bay Packers. It is shown in their numbers this year. This is a defense that remains largely intact from a season ago. And, Adam, I know how much you love Kyle Shanahan. This is a running game that can scheme up so well. And if you are poor at defending the run, period, you're not going to stand a chance against a scheme like this. They get Coleman back. He is questionable, but it sounds like all indications that he's going to be fine. And we saw 2 games last year, 2 games that the Packers had nothing from a defensive standpoint against this run game. And again, it's a defense that remains largely intact. I'm going to take 3 with San Francisco, man. I think this is the spot where I'm going to come in, and it's matchups. It's a spot that Green Bay has not performed very well in 2 times we saw it last year, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't continue here.
So Green Bay vulnerable against the run, playing a really good running team in San Francisco. You'll take it. How about Seattle? Vulnerable against the pass. They're going up against a mighty dominant pass offense in Buffalo this week.
Right. You can't even get it out. Come on. This is something the Bills have failed to cover 4 straight games now. And look, a big chunk of it is the defense, right? But the other big chunk is Josh Allen regressing, as a quarterback. And I shouldn't say even regressing. Adam, I think I've talked to you about this before. I thought that Josh Allen was playing through the first 4 weeks, right, where they were undefeated and they were 3-1 against the spread and they were averaging 30 points per game. I still thought he was playing the exact same way he was playing last year. It's just that he was getting away with certain things.